Okay, class, today we're going to talk about solar energy. That's right, energy we get from the sun. Aside from the typical advantages such as renewable clean energy, there are other less thought of considerations for renewable energy. We'll rehash some of these important ideas and other concepts such as offset production, multifaceted uses, and financial benefits. One argument for solar energy use is clean renewable energy. Unfortunately, at this point, to produce solar panels, we need to use fossil fuel energy. Is the energy used worth the energy gained? In 5 years, a solar cell will produce more energy than was used to make it. Given the lifespan of a solar cell, this offsets the production cost of consumption. The second point today is the multifaceted uses for solar energy. There are more uses than just clean energy. The privatization of energy means that a person controls their energy output and where it goes. Solar-powered water heaters are designed to optimize energy use so that people aren't wasting money and energy. This is a benefit to the consumer concerning health and finances. Our final point for the day, the financial benefits of solar. You're paying for the panels, but that's all. On top of that, some people have been able to acquire so much energy that they sell their excess power to energy companies. Also, there are tax incentives that help offset the cost of installation. At that point, the financial benefits are amazingly compounded. So let's recap really quickly. The benefits of solar energy are renewable clean energy with a lifespan that outweighs the energy production costs. The energy produced can be used in multiple ways by consumers, while the benefits of selling energy or receiving tax benefits make this an obvious choice. So what exactly is keeping people from making the move to solar energy?